We're going to jump into our topic. So here it is. Run to share. Okay? Lots of things we could share. But I want to start off with a funny video. I thought you guys could use a little humor, all right? So in the world of following God and the Bible and Christianity, there's a big funny word called evangelism, which basically means sharing your faith, okay? So here's a funny video about a football player who likes to help people share their faith in a unique way, or perhaps how not to share your faith. So give it a look. All right. How many of you would enjoy sharing your faith more if you got to tackle people? That just looks fun. Yeah. So maybe perhaps not the best way to share our faith, but maybe it might motivate us a little bit, right? Yeah, pretty fun. All right, so guys, here's where I want to go with this, okay? I'm going to talk briefly, and then you're going to have a chance to talk, okay? So a lot of times when we think about sharing our faith, all we think about is that we have to share the gospel. We have to share the message of God. And a lot of times that freaks us out, and we get nervous, and we're afraid, and we don't want to do it. So I have a list of a whole bunch of other things that you could share first or before you might share about God specifically. So here they are. What to share? Share a meal. How hard is that? Grab a friend and go to lunch. You know, hang out with somebody in your cafeteria. Maybe you go on the weekend, you guys go grab a meal together. Maybe you invite them to come have dinner with your family. Get to know people. Building relationships is certainly the way to go. Going door to door, knocking on people's door, trying to share about God, I don't know how effective that is. I think it can stretch us, but I'm not sure how many people are really listening to that. When people of other faiths come to my door, I'll be honest. I either don't answer the door or I greet them and send them on their way, but I don't want to hear what they have to say. If I had a relationship with somebody, that would be very different. So share a meal. Share an activity. Invite a friend to go watch a movie or to go to a sporting event or to go to a concert. Spend some time together. Build some relationship. Share an activity together. Share some time. Maybe you go and you serve. And by serving, you earn the right to share later. Does that make sense? So somebody who's needy, and you go and meet a physical need, okay? Somebody's got a broken down fence and a whole bunch of leaves in their backyard, and you go and help, and you clean it up, and you help fix it up. Or maybe you mow, or maybe you do some babysitting for free. Or maybe there's somebody down the street who needs some assistance. You figure out a way to help, to serve, to share some of your time. You're not charging for this kind of stuff. You're serving, and you're helping, you're giving some of your time. Share an item. How hard is that? Let somebody borrow something, right? You know, maybe they need some help. Maybe they don't have the right shoes or clothes or outfit. Or maybe they need a certain item or a bicycle or a purse or I don't know what it might be. Share an outfit. Share a movie. Share a video game. Hey, you know, I wanted to try that game out. Maybe you share that with a friend. Does that make sense? You're building a relationship. You're connecting with people. Share an item. Or maybe you borrow something on purpose. Like, I borrowed like some tools from my neighbors just so I could get to know my neighbors a little bit. I didn't have the tools, so I wasn't like faking it. But instead of like going to people I already knew, I pushed myself a little bit to say, you know, I'm going to try to go borrow something from my neighbor across the street. He's really good with cars. I was working on my Jeep, and he actually had the tools that I needed. So, and I got to know my neighbor Bill a little bit better. So do that. And then, all right, so you see all those things we could share first, and then maybe you share part of your faith story, okay? And then and make it personal, because then people aren't going to argue with your own experience, right? You're not going to turn it into a big debate. Share a little bit about your faith story. And then after you've earned the right to share, after you've built that relationship, that friendship, you share about God's love and how Jesus came to die for our sins, that kind of thing. Does that make sense? So I'm going to give you a chance right now at your table. Take a couple minutes. Share. Here's the question. Why did you decide to follow God if you have? If you've put your faith in Jesus, you decided to follow him at some point in your life. Maybe somebody at your table, maybe one or two people, and it doesn't have to be everybody. Share with your group, hey, why did you decide to do that? Why is that worth it to you? And if you were at Ice Camp, we shared that question with our groups. Might be a good chance for you to share what you shared at camp. That might be a good place to start. All right, I'm going to bring the group back here. Hey, thanks for sharing at your table. You're actually putting the message right into practice right here, right now, which is awesome. Get comfortable with your story. Get comfortable sharing that, and I think God can really use that in a powerful way. All right, here's the next question. Why share? Why in the world should we share our faith? Are we just trying to be mean and convert people to our way, or just Christianity is the only way and you got to follow it, rah, rah, rah? No, I think it's much, much deeper than that and much more loving and kind than that. Don't be a jerk about it. And Jesus didn't stiff-arm people or put their arm behind their back and twist them into following him. Like, he was a gentleman. He'd put it out there, and if they didn't want to follow him, fine. He'd walk on, shake the dust off his feet, go to the next city, tell people about himself, okay? So here's the thing. You don't have to be rude or conflicting with people, but check it out. Why should we share? One, because God loves people. So go out and share with the people that he loves, right? About his love. Why should we share? Because people are lost. You guys ever been lost? I was lost in a store once, couldn't find my mom. Yep, got lost in a mall. Okay, I've been lost on the road, I've been lost on the highway. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been lost to the point of panic? Like you started to freak out, you were so lost and you didn't know how it was going to work out? Okay. People don't even know some that they're lost as they don't know God. Because people need help. The world is hurting, you guys. We live in a world that's broken and messed up. There's a lot of pain and suffering. There's a lot of difficulty. There's a lot of confusion. And people need hope, you know. And because we're called to share. You know, the Bible says this in Matthew 28. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Go make disciples. What's a disciple? It's a follower. Make followers of God. And what do? You teach them about the Bible. You help them grow. Help them follow him. Why? Because time is short. We talked about this at Ice Camp, that you don't know how long your life's going to be. Life is short. Time is short. Take advantage of the thing. You only have 2 years in middle school. You only have 4 years in high school, and you're gone. And you're probably not going to see a lot of those people again. Your opportunity to connect and share and make a difference with those people in your life is about 6 years. It really is. And then it's kind of done. You could ask the leaders in the room, how many of them are super tight and close with a bunch of people from high school? Probably not many, you know? But your chance to make a difference on that sports team, on that activity that you're in that drama club or in that band, or whether it's in choir or some other activity that you're doing, those opportunity with those students, your time is really limited and short. And then because it is worth the risk, you guys, I know it's hard to share your faith and it's not my favorite thing to do, but you know what? In the end, if someone's eternal destiny, if their eternal soul moves from being cut off from God, having connection with God and being able to go to heaven someday, that's significant, right? That's worth any embarrassment or nervousness or fear that I might face. So, all right, here's the next question to share at your table, okay? What motivates you to share your faith? Or you could share the opposite. What keeps you from sharing your faith? Either one. What motivates you or what keeps you from sharing your faith? Okay, now we're going to jump into some very practical tools about, we talked about what to share, we talked about why to share, and now we're going to talk about how to share. The first one is the one verse Bible method, okay? You can take one verse out of the Bible and you can share the whole story of God's love. It's pretty cool. I'll show that to you in about 3 minutes, okay? The next one is called the Life in Six Words method. You're actually going to get a little card that looks just like that. On one side, it's got this picture with a cool video on YouTube that you can watch or show to a friend. And the next part is these six words can share the whole story of God, which is pretty cool. Some of you have already known that and heard that. And the last one is the Connecting with God method, which is a little booklet called Connecting with God. You're going to get that booklet today. And you're going to be able to look through it and be able to share that with a friend. It'll be kind of cool. So here's what I want you guys to do, all right? We're going to do this. The Romans 6:23 is the verse. It's over there on the whiteboard by Jeff. And I'm going to have my leaders come around and give you an index card. You're going to draw what I draw, okay? You're going to write what I write. And when you're done, your picture is going to look kind of like this picture up here on the screen. So here it is. It's for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you're going to write that at the top of your index card. And then you're going to draw here at the bottom. You're going to make a little cliff over here on this side. And underneath it, you're going to put wages. And you're going to circle that in the verse. Sin. You're going to circle that in the verse. And death. Okay, so you got wages, sin, death. So what's a wage? Well, wage is like if you work at Chick-fil-A and you get a paycheck, that's your wage, right? You get paid for doing that. Or if you have a babysitting job or you mow a lawn and you get paid for doing that, that's your wage. So what is like minimum wage now? So What is it? Oh, like, yeah, like, so like $8.15, $8.25, something like that. That's a decent wage. So basically it's what you earn for what you've done, right? So how about sin? What is sin? Right, so like the bad stuff you do. Yeah, lying, cheating, stealing, being dishonest, disobeying your parents, all that kind of stuff. Yep, adultery, you got it, murder, yep. Yes, all those things are true. So bad stuff that we do, and it could be in your heart, or it can actually be in your mind, or it can be something you actually physically do on the outside to somebody else, or you kind of get the idea. So sin, bad stuff we do. So then what is death? Like, yep, everybody, you understand what death is. But this isn't just talking about physical death. It's also talking about spiritual death, like disconnection or separation from God. So here it is. So the wage, what you earn for your sin, the bad stuff you do, is this spiritual death or disconnection or separation from God. All right, so that's the bad news. All right, and then at the bottom here, I want you to write the word but, because now we're going to have some good news, and then draw a little cliff on the right side, and then now you're going to put words inside of that. So we're going to put gift, and then we're going to put of God, and then we're going to put eternal life. Okay, so you got that? So gift of God and eternal life is on the right side. So this is the good news. So what's a gift? Do you have to earn a gift? No, it's usually given freely, right? It doesn't cost you anything. You receive a gift. So it's your birthday. People bring you presents, right? So this gift from God is eternal life. Is that a small gift? No, that's a huge gift, a ginormous gift. And it cost him a lot to give it. It cost him his son, Jesus Christ, which is the next thing we're going to talk about. So in the middle, you're going to draw a little bridge, which is going to be the cross. You're going to draw a cross in the center. And on that cross, you're going to write Jesus Christ. And you're going to circle that in the verse. All right, so now, like on a napkin or on a note card or a piece of paper, you could do this in the lunchroom. You could do it with a friend at a restaurant. You could just share this, you know, on your iPad or something. You could draw it out. Here's the deal. Share with them the bad news. Share with them the good news. And then how does the person, draw a little person over here. So you can draw a guy or a girl or, you know, give it a dress or curly hair or some shorts or whatever. And how does that person be able to get over to God? How can they have a relationship with God? Well, it's through, they have to go through the cross. They have to have a relationship with Jesus. They ask Jesus to forgive them of their sin. So, all right, so that's it. That's real simple. You take that one verse and that's how we do it. All right, so the next one that we're going to talk about is the life in six words method. This is put together by Dare to Share. They've got basically six words that can help you share the message of God. So here they are. Hold up the little card you've got, right? And here it is. It's God, our sins, paying everyone life. All right, say that with me, all right? God, our sins, paying everyone life. All right, so we'll start with the first one. Everybody say this. God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. All right, you want to try that again? All right, say these words with me, okay? Do it one more time. God, our sins, paying everyone life. Okay, here it is again. God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. And life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. You guys, there's a great video by a rapper and artist named Propaganda. If you go to gospeljourney.com, you can check out that video called Life in Six Words. Or if you just go to YouTube and just type in Life in Six Words, you can watch it there. There's also a free app that you can get for your phone or iPod or iPad or some device. Awesome way to communicate and share the gospel in kind of a cool hip-hop way. Love hearing Propaganda's video. It's pretty sweet. Okay, so that's the life in six word stuff, the God our sins paying everyone life. Now, here's what I want you guys to do at your tables or you're sitting there with your friends. I want you to share this with them, okay? So take a few minutes. I want you to share the life in six words deal with your friends and walk through it together. And then we'll come back together and we'll work on the next one. Are you guys memorize that, work on that, learn that. So right now you guys are getting empowered to share the message of God, right? You got your own faith story. So work on that, practice that, rehearse that, how you came to know God for yourself, okay? And then learn this Romans 6:23, memorize that verse and use that to share the message of God. Or you could use this life in six word stuff. And here's the fourth one, besides your story, besides the one verse evangelism and life in six words, we've got this booklet called Connecting with God. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing with you right now, but basically it's a more in-depth, more explanation of kind of like the life in six words approach. And it starts with, you were created with value and worth. And then it talks about man is sinful and separated from God, so we cannot know him personally or experience his love. Then it says, Jesus Christ is God's only solution for our sin, and through him alone we can know God personally and experience God's love. Yet we must personally receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, and then we can know God personally and experience his love. All right, so that's it. And in the back, there's some ways that you can grow and connect, and it helps people be able to walk through what does that mean to really have a relationship with God. All right, so I want to close with this, you guys. This is the 3-2-1 challenge, okay? We've done this before, but I want to bring it to your attention again. So here's the first part. Pray for three friends. You can pick three friends that you'd be willing to pray for. They don't even have to know, okay? You just start praying for them that God would help them and that God would show them his love, okay? Here's the second one. Pray for three friends. Second one, invite two friends. So pick two friends that you want to invite to a youth group activity or event or outreach. Like, for example, next week we're doing Mass Chaos. Super fun, crazy games and challenges next week, prizes and whatnot. But they'll also have a chance to hear how God can bring some order to the chaos in their life. If that's not a good event for you, or you're not digging on that, the whole church is doing a big Super Bowl, or we're calling it the LCC Mission Bowl Challenge. We're going to watch the game, eat snacks, pack backpacks for kids in Honduras. The great time to bring some friends to that if that's something you think that might work. Or coming up in April, we've got our murder mystery, Hollywood Lies. Would love for you guys to bring some friends to that. Kind of a Clue style live performance murder mystery. So here are some opportunities that you could use if you wanted to invite a friend to one of those. And then the last one, share with one. Pick one friend that you'd be willing to share your faith story with. Okay, that you'd be willing to share the gospel with. All right, so you got that? Pray for three, invite two, share with one. All right, would you guys pray with me? God, I just want to thank you so much for these teenagers and for their hearts and for their lives. And so many of them have already prayed and invited you into their life and asked you for forgiveness and are walking with you and trying to follow you. God, even for those who aren't, would you speak to their hearts and that you would draw them close to you? God, would you help us be a youth group that shares our faith, that reaches out to the community, that reaches out to our friends? And God, would you give us courage and boldness to go and share? God, would you help us to share a meal or an activity? Help us to share some of our time and serve. And then last, let us not forget, God, would you give us the words to speak to be able to share our own faith story and the message of your love for people? God, would you help us in the name of Jesus? Amen.